Next patient is Maria Pedon. That is M-A-R-I-A, Maria Pedoni. It's P, P as in Paul, P-E-D-O-N-E, Pedoni, P-E-D-O-N-E, D as in David. And E, date of birth is 11-27-36, date of visit 1-17-24. Please get... a copy, please give a copy for Fernando Arzola, A-R-Z-O-L-A, Fernando, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-O, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Fernando, thank you for sending Maria Pedoni for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, this person tell us, this is a 86-year-old female who has a history of persistent cough for the past 4 to 5 years, has previously been evaluated with chest x-rays, and has been evaluated for chronic sinus disease, period. The patient's last chest x-ray was in January of 23, which showed small lung volumes with bibasilar scarring, with no acute infiltrate. There was no previous chest CT to compare. The patient brings up very little mucus, and she has no MAP disease, denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or chest pains. She does have a prior history of hypertension as well as arthritis, and has chronic leg edema. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is included. History of hypertension. It also has a history of cellulitis of the left leg and osteoarthritis. She has peripheral neuropathy and has hypothyroidism and hypertension. And has had restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph. Surgical history. None. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine and statins, ACE inhibitors, and gabapentin and Zithromax. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of dementia. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Medalist included allopurinol 300 milligrams a day, Synthroid. Synthroid 88 micrograms daily. Azitimib 10 milligrams daily. And he is on Bumex, she's on Bumex 2 milligrams BID and Pramipexol 0.125 milligrams daily. And vitamin supplements. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Oh, I'm sorry. System review. System review includes the patient denies weight loss or fatigue, denies cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency nighttime awakening. She has no hay fever, but has persistent cough. She has nausea and reflux. No rectal bleeding. She has constipation. And denies chest pain or jaw pain or palpitations. No depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. And she has joint pains and muscle aches. And no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. Can you please add in the medication list included Protonix 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams daily, and temazepam 15 milligrams HS. Azelastin nasal spray daily. Next, physical exam. This average belt already white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing or cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 130 over 70. Pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 161, saturation 97. H.E. and arms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thing is, my throat is clear, ears, no inflammation, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest. Equal movements with decreased excursions. And fine crackles at both lung bases. With occasional wheezes in the right chest. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2 with no definite murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. Mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus. There's no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, paragraph impression number 1, chronic cough. And number 2 is interstitial lung disease, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is history of degenerative arthritis. Number 4, hypertension. And number 5 is restless legs. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and diffusing capacity. She was advised to get a CBC, ANA, saturate, anti-DNA, RA factor. Was advised to use Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams QIDPRN. Was advised to continue with albuterol inhaler 2+ TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Fernando Arzola, MD.